The Lord be with you.
And also with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men of the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observe his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage.' When they had heard the king, they set out. And there, ahead of them, when the star that they have seen in its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned by a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road." The Gospel of the Lord.
There is a beautiful custom in the church that on this Epiphany Day, in addition to the blessing of water and other things, we have the announcement of all of the feast days of the year to come. So I will read that to you now. "Know, dear brethren, that as we have rejoiced at the Nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ, so by leave of God's mercy, we announce to you also the joy of his resurrection, who is our Savior. On the first day of March will fall Ash Wednesday and the beginning of the fast of the most sacred Lenten season. On the 16th day of April, you will celebrate with joy Easter Day, the Paschal feast of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the 25th day of May will be the Ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the 4th day of June, the feast of Pentecost. On the 18th day of June, the feast of the most holy body and blood of Christ. And on the 3rd day of December, the first Sunday of the Advent of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom is honor and glory forever and ever. Amen." As I said at the beginning of Mass, Epiphany is for us the crowning of our Christmas celebration. You may have already taken down all of your Christmas ornaments, although I hope not all, but as you can see, the church is still resplendent for Christmas. And Epiphany, celebrated on the 6th of January, which is the real day of Epiphany, is known as Little Christmas in many different nations. And our fellow Ukrainian Catholics celebrate it as the Great Holy Day, when gifts are exchanged. Now, the reason for this is that we are marking the coming of the Magi, the wise men. And these wise men, were not Jewish. They were foreigners. They were pagans. They were Gentiles, meaning from the other nations of the earth. And yet, they were called to faith in Jesus, not through the resurrection, not through the cross, but at his cradle, at the crib. And so the earliest Christians began to rejoice in this day and celebrate this mystery because it said to them, we are not an afterthought. We are not second-class citizens of Christ's church. He wanted us there from the very beginning. And these wise men are our spiritual ancestors, our forebears. They are the first to worship and recognize Christ as King and as God. Because in the Gospel of Matthew, the verb that is used to describe their respectful bow is the verb proskinesis. And this was a gesture used only for God. It meant to kneel down, touch one's forehead to the ground, and be completely supine in the presence of the Lord God. And that is what the Magi do when they present their gifts to Christ. In the Middle Ages, the age of monasteries and cathedrals, monks and nuns who celebrated the liturgy as beautifully as they could, and who pondered, who contemplated, meditated upon the acts and deeds of our Lord's life, began to intertwine together two other great events in Jesus' life with the Epiphany. They brought together in their thoughts and prayers, and later in the hymns of the Mass, the baptism of Jesus at the Jordan River, and the wedding feast of Cana. And their reasoning was this: both of these events are also epiphanies. Both of them are unveilings, manifestations of who Jesus truly is. At the Jordan River, he began his public ministry by taking upon himself the sins of all sinners. And the Holy Trinity revealed himself. God the Father spoke. God the Holy Spirit, in the form of a dove, descended upon Jesus' head. That was a true epiphany, a theophany, a showing of God. And in the miracle at Cana, when Jesus turns water into wine and provides for the joy of all present, that miracle too, we're told, the first he performed, caused his disciples to believe in him. And so it is an epiphany because it reveals the way that Jesus attracts us to himself through his goodness, through his compassion, through his mercy, through his power. He comes among us to give us not the joy of a single wedding feast, but the eternal wedding feast, the banquet of heaven. And so the Epiphany Day became a time to contemplate all these three mysteries. And in the church today, though the calendar has changed, still, yesterday we read the Gospel of Cana, today the Magi, tomorrow the baptism of the Lord. Because the church wants us to make these same connections so that in our daily life, in our time, with our troubles, our crosses, our struggles, we might have the joy of this triple feast day to carry us not just through the month of January, but to carry us forward into a new year and help us to advance towards Christ step by step. So today, we share the joy of Christmas that is prolonged in us. Christmas is not governed by the rules of retail, no matter what you might have thought. It is governed by the love of the heart of Christ. And it's up to us to take that love, which we have received, and then share it forth to others. So we have much to think about in this Mass, much for us to consider, so that we can both experience this love and be its messengers. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.